Okay, so let's pick up in the Ron on 70. So he takes up the question of the what's the chumrah of the chavis, right? So his shita is like the Rambam, at least on the in terms of the mashu, right? His shita is that what? That it means when the isser is bimkomo, so then no matter how much hetter falls in, it's usser. Because the whatever is when the isser is bimkomo, so then how does he put it? That it's more a chashuv. Also davish bimkomo chashuv yosser min a ba'alav, right? Yeah. Okay, so the question then is, so what is the idea of the chavis? What's the chumra of the chavis? What's the case of the chavis? Let's just get this straight again. What's the case of the chavis? The case of the chavis is that normally we say that if Isser falls into Heter, it's a Rishon Batel, right? that's the din of Rav Dimi. That the if the chavis falls in, hamaariyai nesach mechavis labor fiul kol yom kulo rishon batal. So that's iser into heter, right? And then the Gemara has Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav Yitzchak by Yosef in the name of Yochanan that the chavis would be aser. Only the tzir tzir katan is mutar, right? Chavis is nafish amodel. Okay, so we tried to define the difference between chavis and gigis because Rav Dimi agrees by gigis. But what's the basic idea that because it's coming from a chavis or because it's coming from a gigis, that you're not going to say kama kama bottle, right? Okay, so Tosos learned it's a din of what? Tosus learned that in the general case, even if it's from the tzir tzir katan, right, it's only mutter up to the point of tam, right? We have in the case of Isser falling into heter, and according to Tosfos, we never say rishon batel. There's no phenomenon of rishon batel in reality, right? And when the Isser reaches the shear of Tom, then everything is awesome, right? Remember? So then, what's the idea of Chavis? What's the Chumrah of Chavis and Gigas? So that means even when there's no Tom, right? There's no other choice for Tosus. Is that clear? There's no other choice. Because we never hold the Rishon Batel by Isser and Heter anyway, right? So no matter what you're pouring into the Heter, and no matter where you're pouring from, when the Isser reaches the shear that it's no Saint Tom into the Heter, then it's Usser Maker Adin. So if I'm telling you, and so when the Gemara is saying that when you're Ma'ara into the boar, it's mutter, that's talking about when it's not nosin tam, right? So when the Gemara says it's a chumrah of chavis or gigis, that must be also when it's not nosin tam. So according to Tosfos, the only possible chumrah is when it's not a nosin tam. So that's a chumrah of like a davar chashuv, like we were discussing last week, that there's an idea that there's a shame of the Yayanessa in the boar because of the event of the Eroi, right? But according to the Ran, who does hold in general, there's an idea of Rishon Batel, And as the Isser falls into the Heter, it becomes bottle and joins the side of the Heter. Right? So then for him, that's exactly the case of Hama'ar Mechavis. Is what? The case of Hama'ar Mechavis is that he's pouring it in slowly, right? And even though in the end there'll be an Asinas Tam of Isser in total, right? Since he poured it in slowly, it's Kama Kama Bottle, right? It's Rishon Rishon Bottle. So when the Gemara says that it doesn't work by Chavis, what does it mean it doesn't work by Chavis? It means by Chavis you don't say Rishon Rishon Bottle, correct? Whatever you learn that original case of Heter is, whatever you learn of Dimi's case of Heter is, that's going to be the Chumrah by Chavis, or Gigas, right? So basically then it comes out that that's what the Ron explains. That for him, what's the Chumrah of Chavis? So let's see, so it's like this. He says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Ki Osar Rav Yitzchak, by Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Yai Nesach Mitzir Tzir Katan Lebor, Klomar, Pach Katan, a small jar, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo Rishon Rishon Batol, V'dafka Tzir Tzir Katan, Delo Nofesh Amudel, Avo Chavis, De Nofesh Amudel, Lo. Okay, V'taymed De Milso, De Chavis, Kevan De Nofesh Amudel, Harehu Ki'ilu Kol Hayayin Shebe Chavis, Mechubar Lebor. The cave on the Nofosh Amudeha Chiburo Choshev Kinofel Bavas Achas Dami. Aval Tzirtzer Katan Delo Nofosh Amudeha Ein Kol Hayayin Shebetzirtzer Kinofel Bavas Achas Lebor Hilkach Rishon Rishon Bottle. So what's he saying? In other words, the one thing you have to keep clear of here is that what? Is that it's not a chumrah like tosis. It definitely is in terms of not saying rishon rishon batal. Right? It has to be that there's a shear of nesinas tam. That's what we're talking about. If the pach katan didn't have the shear of nesinas tam, it wouldn't be any. If the chavis did not have a shear of nesinas tam, there would be no chumrah chavis. It's not just an idea that because like Tosfos was learning that there's a chashivas to the event of the Iroy of Chavis, and that there's always the shame of the Chavis of Yayin Nesach in the bor, right? And it's the chumrah of the shame is the way he was learning the whole suya. According to the Ran, it's not that way. If the Chavis didn't have the shear of Nesinas Tam, it would be no chumrah. The chumrah is dafka that we're not saying rishon rishon batal. Right? So what's the idea, though? So why don't you say... Yeah, go ahead. I don't know that that's... All right. We settled that problem. So it's the Chavis is definitely, according to the Ran, it's definitely the Chumrah of the Chavis is that it is, like he says, Ki'ilu kol ha'yayin shebechavis is mechubar lebar, because it's such a big stream. And it's like it's bevas achas. But Bevas Achas only matters. Bevas Achas is only a way of saying it's not Kama Kama Bottle. And the only difference between Bevas Achas and Kama Kama Bottle is when you're dealing with a shear that's greater than the Sinas Tam. If you're not dealing with a shear that's greater than the Sinas Tam, then who cares? Then it's all Kama Kama. Then the whole thing is one big bottle. Right? So that's what we're saying. According to Tosfos, who never holds from Kama Kama Batol, his Chumrah is always the less than, even if there's no Nesinas Tam. Do I make it worse every time I repeat this? But according to Tosfos, according to the Ran, who holds from Kama Kama, from Rishon Rishon Batol, so you'll say, but not by Chavis. No, it was very simple. Whatever you say Rav Dimi holds, we say, but not by Chavis. Can't be simpler than that, right? So according to Tosfos, what does Rav Dimi hold? Not much of anything, right? He just basically holds that as long as you don't have the Nesinas Tam, it's mutter. When it gets to the Shir Nesinas Tam, it's Asr. Not by Chavis. So then by Chavis, even when you don't have the Shir Nesinas Tam, it's Asr. If you're wondering why would Rav Dimi have to say anything like that, that's what we worked on last week. That's what we were worrying about last week. It's for the Chumrah side, not for the Kula side. But the fact of the matter is, He holds that the only thing that will be usher when Isser falls into Heter is Nesinas Tam. Not by Chavis. So that means by Chavis, even when it's not Nesinas Tam, it's usher. But according to the Ran, if Isser is falling into Heter slowly, it actually turns into, it's bottle as it goes in. And even though the sum is a shear that would be a Nosein Tam, it becomes, the Isser, as it falls in, becomes bottle and turns into Heter. In the truest sense of the word. So therefore, it's actually added to the Heter and is Mevatel Mor Isser. Not by Chavis. So that means that by Chavis, we don't say that we look at it like it's falling in slowly. We look at it like it's all mechuber and one vasachas. This is the problem that was bothering some people at the very beginning of the sugya, right? When you pour it in slowly, why is that considered like a kama bottle, right? So intuitively, you were attached to this idea. So now all of a sudden, it's now that the Gemara is presenting it, it somehow has become foreign. But the Gemara is just saying at this point that if the stream is so big, then we look at it as a bavas achas. Okay. But the Ran is interesting. The Ran is bothered by that. So let me ask you a question, though. This is Levi's question, I think. And that is, what if the guy stopped pouring in the middle, right before the shear of Nesinas Tam? From the Chavis. So it should be okay, right? It should be okay. If it didn't all make it in there, it should be fine. Right? Because we're only saying that whatever went in was not going in kama bottle. Right? But if it never went in, all we're saying is that it defeats kama bottle. But if it never went in, then there's nothing to defeat. Right? Huh? Oh, so that's really his next question. You saw the Ran? That's really his next question. So he said like this. He says, V'taima de milsa. Yeah, because the chavis is so big, the stream is big, it's like the yayin in the chavis is mechuber to the bor. It's interesting the way he puts it. That sounds like immediately, right? Since the stream is so big, but then he flips it back to saying that it's like it's all falling in, which sounds like it means that it did fall in slowly, but now we deem it as b'vas achas. Listen to this. So now what's his question on, really? V'yayin shebetzirtzur harehu chavor lebor ayedei kiluach shel nitzok afilu hachi lo mitzar. So what's his question? Saying, forget about chavis. Who cares about chavis? Who cares about nafash amudah? Let's say it's not nafash amudah. But what do we have here? We have a classic nitzok case, right? So you got your little flask, and you're pouring it in slowly. It's a very fine stream. Who cares? But it's a stream. It's a nitzok. So why don't we say immediately, it would seem now, right? Why don't we say immediately now I have like a taroves of the yayin in the tzirtzor to the yayin in the bor? Forget about this idea of nafush amudeha and we don't say kama bottle. Forget that. Why don't I just say it's like an immediate taroves? Why don't I just say, that's how we defined it last time, remember? We said when you're pouring when you're pouring your kosher wine into the treif wine, so it's like a taroves of the two wines immediately. Right? There's some shame taroves on the two wines. So why don't you say the same thing over here? When I'm pouring from the treif wine into the kosher bor, forget about nafush amudah. Just say we hold nitzuk as a chibur by yayin esach. So why you say at that moment, it's like there's a taroves of the two wines. We don't even need all the wine to fall into the bottom. And it doesn't matter if it's a chavis or a tzirtzer. Right? Think about it, if we can figure that out in the end. So what's the answer? He gives a beautiful answer. He says like this. Afilu achilo mitzar. Why? She'ein hanitzuk chibur ela lomar shehayayin shalmala dino ke'oso yayin shenis ayiv lamata. I don't know if you guys remember, but this is really very close to the svara that we were trying to work out with the nitzok, right? That we were saying there's a tarovis in the bottom. So the two entities are considered to be nisarev at a certain point, right? And that shame of the tarovis at the bottom is really what goes on the entire entity of the yayin from the top, right? So he's saying that's really the concept of nitzok. It's that the tarovis at where they're meeting gives a quality to gives a quality to the whole thing, right? So he says, yeah, but if you analyze it carefully, what's the quality of the tarovis at the bottom? Heter. So you don't have a phenomenon of a tarovis of iser to extend to the entire thing. Nitzok is a chibur means that when I'm pouring heter into iser, so at the bottom I have my heter. I consider the yayin in my cup plus the stream as one entity, right? Because there's a tzura of a nitzok, we said. So now it's like I have, right? It's like you ever see those novelty items? It looks like a frozen plastic thing. It looks like cup with the pouring, right? You put it on the table. So there's a tzura to that. So you have like a fixed format, right? So there's a tzura to the nitzok. There's a tzura to the nitzok. So therefore, we'll say that this whole cheftza of the cup and the stream interacts with the bottom in a tarovis of iser. So therefore, the shame tarovis of iser really is going to qualify the entire cheftza based on the interaction, based on the shame at the point of interaction. So all it really does is it throws back a shame of the interaction onto the entire cheftza. But it doesn't really mean that they're joined. It doesn't really mean they're physically mixed in with each other. So over here, there's no shame on that tarovis. There's no shame iser on that tarovis at the bottom. Because since it's falling in slowly, it becomes batal. So all you have is an entity of iser and an entity of heter, but no meeting of a tarovis of iser. They're not meeting in a tarovis of iser. The whole idea of nitzuk being a chibur is that since they're two cheftzes and their point of contact has a certain shame of a tarovis of iser, so I apply the shame of the tarovis of iser onto the heter. Right? It's like I often say, you know, look, it's like a very simple example. Like I say, if I touch the corner of the table, you say I'm touching the whole table. Touching the table, because it's one entity, one part of it is involved in my action. I consider I'm touching the table, right? You don't say even a literalist wouldn't say I'm only touching 2 square inches of the table. Yeah, I'm touching the table. Why? Because it's one cheftza, and you say this object is involved. You don't say the tip of my finger is touching touching two square inches of that piece of wood that's called a table. You say no, I am touching the table. Why? Because I'm an entity. The table is an entity, and we can define our relationship by the point of interaction. Okay. So if I have a heter yayin, that's a nisare, that's touching the iser in a tarova shel iser. So I'll say the heter is involved in the tarova shel iser. The whole heter is involved in tarova shel iser. Nitzuk doesn't mean that they're physically mixed in with each other. It just means that since they're each considered entities, the quality of their interaction I can qualify the entire cheftza by the point of its interaction. But over here, the point of interaction is heter. So there's nothing to talk about. It's a very nice answer, right? Read it again. He says like this. He says, afilu achilo mitzah, she'ein anitzuk chibur, it's not truly a chibur, it doesn't really mean they're connected, ela, only in this sense, ela lomar shehayayin shel mala dino ke'oso yayin shenis arev lamata. All of the wine on the top, the heter case that we had that we were dealing with, has the din of the yayin that's being mixed in the bottom. Varehu kamo so, V'kevan she'oso she'nofa l'mata nisvatel v'nase heter heach yeser yayin she'lamala. Yeah, I don't really know what he means by that at the end. Because we're not worried about the yayin she'lamala in our case. But there's something wrong with that line. He means to say that if there were a case of heter falling into iser, he's just showing you on the case that we're dealing with. You can't throw a quality back onto the, even in the case that we're dealing with, where the heter is going into the iser, it only works because there's actually a shame of tyrovus in the bottom. If there were no shame of tyrovus in the bottom, it wouldn't go back to the top. So over here too, there's no chibur other than in that sense. I'm sorry, did I just skip a line? Okay, that's his answer. So his answer is it has nothing to do with Nitzuk, but it has to do with a different idea. The idea that it's all considered like it's in there Bavas Achas. Okay? It's like it's in there Bavas Achas. Now he has a very honest question. Very interesting. Rarely you see this type of a question. Not to imply that there's a lack of honesty in general, but it's an unusual kind of a question. He's not just going to accept something unless it makes sense to him. And his problem is like this. He says, "Lo yodati be'ezeh dovar nishar hachilok shebein tzir tzirkat and mechavis." Amazing, Ron. He's thinking about what's the machlokas. What's the idea? Not the machlokas. What's the chilok? Why would Rabbi Yitzchak say that if you pour from the tzir tzur, we look at it like it's just going in little by little, and when you pour from the chavis, we look at it like it's going in all at once? In both cases, it's pretty much physically the same, right? There's a stream. At the point of the stream, there's bittul. And if you view it like one continuous action, you won't have bittul. If you view it like one like a discrete action, you will have bittul. So what really determines whether we view it as a discrete thing or as a continuous thing, right? And he says, also, halachically, heach nosan devar of l'shiurin. What kind of a definition is this, big stream? How do you define big stream? Ezekli yikari nofish amudel, vezekli lo. I mean, exactly chavis is exactly, anything smaller than chavis is not a big enough stream. I mean, what kind of an idea is that? Doesn't make sense, he's saying, that the Chazal are saying there's a din that depends on the diameter of the stream, and there's no clear definition of how big the diameter has to be. And what's going to determine that thing? Also, what is the determining factor? I mean, 5 inches is considered all at once, and 4.5 inches is not. I mean, just an arbitrary type of a thing. So he says like this. Very interesting answer. Says you got to know a little bit about the wine business, right? Like we were saying last week, you got to really think about these things in practical terms. I mean, what they represent. They have chavis has a certain function, a gigis has a certain function, a tzirtzur has a certain function. You got to think about them in their conceptual definition. It's not a matter of the physical. Last week also. Not to toot our own horn or anything, but just to show you, sometimes you have to go out a little bit on a limb you have to take the lashon in a certain conceptual way. You know what I mean? Like last week, I had seen this Ron array, so I wasn't doing it totally on my own. But the point is, last week we were trying to work out the idea for Tosfos of Nofush Amudah. And we said also, it doesn't make sense to say that it's really the size. It means to say that there's a different function of Gigas and there's a different function of Chavis, right? So really, I got that license from the Ran over here. He himself is teaching us that he doesn't, he says it doesn't make sense to say when the Gemara says Nofush Amudera, it really means it's describing the physical size of the stream. Because what kind of a shear is that? What's the shear? Chavis is the exact shear. So he says, no, it really means you have to look, you really have to look at what Chavis is and what Tzirtzur is. And that's what it means by Nafesh Amudah. It means it defines a certain kind of pouring. Understand? It's not a physical Nafesh Amudah. It means to say that it's a certain kind of pouring. It's a pouring of quantity. You understand? Nafesh means what? It means it's big. So it means to say it's a certain qualitative Nafesh Amudah. You understand? Physical Nafesh Amudah wouldn't really be a shear. What kind of a shear is that? He says you have to look at it in terms of qualitatively Nafesh Amudah. What does it mean? It means to say a chavis is the type of thing that you pour the entire contents in at once. The chavis is the type of receptacle that is destined to be poured into the bor. So it is a big pourer. That's the kind of pouring that you do with the chavis.
Would it be actually just get free flow out of the
chavis? Put it this way.
Not going to be able to tilt it up, or it's just going to all come out.
That's correct. The derech of the pouring of the chavis into the bor is not one where you do it in increments. You don't start and then stop. You don't do half a barrel. Once you start pouring the barrel, you pour the whole barrel.
Physically, it's all going to pour out, or you just...
No, he doesn't say physically. He doesn't say necessarily physically. He's saying...
That's the type of thing it is.
It's nohagu la'aros yayin labor ayidei chavis gedola. Right? In other words, if I have a tzirtzur, if I have a bottle of wine at home, so what defines the pouring? What defines the pouring? Just my decision at the moment, right? When I start and when I stop, that's the definition. It's continuously, the pouring is continuously defined by my will, right? Because there's no pre-designed, there's no defined method of pouring. I pour as much as I want for now, right? So every amount that goes in, you could say, is like a new entity. You understand? If it's the type of thing that how much I pour is just dependent on my whim at the moment, if I want a big glass of wine, I'll pour more. If I want less, I'll pour less. If I want to pour the bottle down the drain for whatever reason, I'll pour the whole bottle down the drain for whatever reason. But there's nothing that's defined by, I can't look at the bottle and say, you know what, that bottle has a 3-ounce pour. That's a 3-ounce pourer. No, it's all up to me. It could be a 1/2 ounce, 1 ounce, whatever it is. So therefore, as I'm pouring it into the bor, you could really say that it's each time, the more I continuously pour, it's like a new decision every moment. It's like part of a new definition every moment. So it's going in somewhat, so to speak, in small comma. But if I have a chavis and I say the only way you pour from this chavis is one shot, that's just the way you do it. Nobody ever, if you're going to pour into a bor, that's how you do it. There's only one way to do it. So definitively, the chavis has a certain pour. That's what it has. You understand? So there's no units to its pouring. There are no units to its pouring. There's only units to the pouring of the tzirtzur because there's no defined shear that you have to start out with. So as I'm doing it, I'm deciding what the shear is. But the chavis, that's the minug, that's the derech. You open it up and you pour the whole thing in. It's not like the guy deciding midstream that he wants to keep pouring it. It's not like there's a choice. It's not like there's 5 ways to do it. It's not like sometimes the guy pours a little into the bor, some the guy pours a little more into the bor. There's only one method of pouring. So that is that is the Eroi. So then I can consider it all like one entity, because there's really only one Maisa of Eroi. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. By the Tzirtzur, there's an infinite Shirim of Maisa. There's an infinite number of Maisa Eroi from the tzirtzer. So then I view it as it goes in as just discrete processes of iroi. I just keep extending my iroi. I keep increasing my iroi more and more and more and more. But when I pour into the chavis, it's not a process of extending the iroi. That is its iroi. It only has one definition of iroi from beginning to end. So it's unified by its own derech. But there's no derech by the tzirtzer. Yeah. Okay. So the question is like this: what does he mean when he says kol she omed lipo lisarev chashrin lekim urav kvar? And that was practically speaking, the halachic nafkamina that we're worrying about is: what if the person was able to stop the pouring of the chavis in the middle? Right. What if he was able to pour to stop the pouring in the middle? Would that make a difference? Before the shiur nesinas tam, but in the rest of the barrel is the shiur nesinas tam. Let's just finish the sentence, because you don't ever want to say something big and then read the last sentence that undoes something you're basing yourself on. So let's just read the last part. It says right, mashen kim betzirzer katan mipshem neshein derech laus beklikiyoti bolabor. Ain anu roin kinofel ukim urav elamashi yorad kvar. Right, we only say that which already fell in is kim urav, but we don't say that which is coming is kim urav.
Right. But
he
only said that by
tirzah. Mishum hachi amrinan bechol kli ukiyoti bo rishon bottle. Yeah, what are you saying?
He only said that dafke by tirzah, the mashi yorad kvar.
But the question is, what does he really mean by that, right? The question is, does he mean literally that what has not yet fallen down is considered like it's in there? And if you would stop, maybe you would say it still is usher, and it's usher immediately. Or, what? Or does he mean that whatever falls in is considered falling in together at once, and not a continuous adding to what was already in? And then it means to say, yeah, if I dump the whole barrel, I'll say, you know what, it all fell in at once, because that's really was the shear of the Eroi from the beginning, and everything was really participating in one Maisa Eroi. Not an addition of lots of little Eroys, right? But Mamela, if I stopped halfway, it turns out that not everything was participating in that one Maisa Eroy. You know what I mean? It's a question of, can I be Mitzdaref whatever went in to say that was part of its destiny? So yeah, whatever went in, that was not a matter of my decision. On the contrary, stopping it is part of my decision. But if I do stop it, I can't say it was sofa lipo valerate if it didn't actually fall. I could say, given the circumstances of the pouring, everything is considered to be a sofa lipo valerate. Therefore, the fact that it's not there now is not a deficiency in it being there, considered in considering it to be b'vas achas when it gets there. But if lamaisa, I really stopped it, then you can't. I don't think you can say that. I feel that it's not that it's only if you pour it all in. That's my intuition on this. That it's dafka when you pour it all in, then we'll say that it's all considered to have gone in bevas achas, and all of his talk about the chibur and all the rest is only to facilitate the idea that whatever went in is considered to have gone in at once. But if there is no real nesinas tam in the bottom, it would not be usher. The only reason he asked the question from the tzirtzer is because that's the bigger question. And that's just not the derech by the chavis to stop halfway, like he says. But no, there's no nitzuk by the chavis either. He's saying because until you get to the shiur of nesinas tam, there's no inyan of Nitzuk, and once you get to the Shiur of Nesinas Tam, you already have an Isser because of Nesinas Tam. You never say Kamakama Bottle? Yeah.